Okay, I'm here with rising star Dylan Schneider. First off, fill us in a little bit of, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
So I'm 17 years old. I'm from Terre Haute, Indiana. And I started playing country music probably 3 years ago, coming down to Nashville for the past year, writing, stuff like that, just meeting some people. You know, we started doing the whole recording the music thing, everything like that. So, like I said, I've been doing that now for about a year, and everything's been going really good, so I've been having a lot of fun.
Okay. All right, you've released 3 EPs in the last 10 months, including your most recent one, Spotlight's on You, which debuted at number 1 on the iTunes chart in April. What's next? Another EP?
Right now? We just started tracking some new music. We did a song a couple weeks ago. There's another one that's getting worked on right now by my producer, Mark Holman. And we're probably going to do another, like, 6 or 7 song EP.
Okay.
But I'm still in the process of trying to figure out, you know, eliminating the ones I don't want, the ones I want, because it's just so hard. And I also would like to do a little bit more writing for it as well, but that's definitely the next plan. It'll probably be out, I would say, hopefully by the end of the summer, we'll be able to get something out like that.
Is that, like, a new thing you're trying? I mean, releasing that many EPs that quickly is kind of unheard of.
Yeah.
Is that, like, it's a new direction that you're trying to take music in?
100%.
Yeah.
I feel like the quicker you can get more music out, you know, the more music you're going to have, the more people are going to like all your music. And what I like so much is about the EP approach is that when you only do like 5 songs compared to like a 13-song album, those 5 songs get a lot more focus rather than the album, you know, and there being like 10 or 11 songs that no one even knows, you know what I mean, other than the singles. But when you only have a 5-song EP, I feel like each song gets a little bit of recognition in its own way, you know what I mean? It's easier to pay attention to that.
Okay. You have a massive social media fan base and following. How important is it to have a good social media presence to be successful in today's world of music?
It's very important, in my opinion, because especially where I'm at right now, I mean, I'm still unsigned. I don't have a record deal or anything like that. So if you don't have fans, you don't really have anything. You know what I mean? Regardless of, even if you do have a record label or anything like that, you have support behind you. If you don't have people that support what you do, you don't have people that like you, you're not going to be successful. Right. So, I mean, the social media for me is obviously very important. It's very important to have a relationship with some of those fans, try to be in contact with them, you know, thank them for everything they do for me, because without them, I wouldn't even be sitting here with you right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's super important.
Okay. In addition to playing your own sold-out headlining shows, you've also been touring with Granger Smith. What's that been like?
Great. Granger is one of my favorite dudes I've met from Nashville yet. Well, I mean, he's from Texas, but out of all these artists and stuff like that, everybody that I meet every day, Granger's one of my favorites. He's a great dude. The crowds are great. Everybody seems to love it. We do little meet and greets and stuff like that. A lot of people come up and want to hang out and say what's up. But yeah, I think Granger is probably one of my best experiences being out on the road with somebody.
How's he doing these days? I know he had the injury recently.
Yeah, he's good. The injury last year. But no, he's back to normal. He's doing good.
Okay.
He has great crowds coming out to his shows, so it's really cool to see that.
Okay. All right, you have a publishing deal with Sony ATV. Who's been your favorite person to co-write with?
Probably, I really love writing with Andy Albert, as well as Justin Wilson. I like Dave Pittenger. Those are some of my favorites. Those are dudes that they've got quite a few cuts from my newer stuff. I like Corey Crowder too. All super good dudes. And like I said, they usually so far have been ones that we write songs and I'm like, oh man, I want to keep this for myself. You know what I mean? So I really, really enjoyed writing with those guys.
Okay. What's your CMA Fest schedule going to be like this week?
So we came down last night. I played Whiskey Jam over at Losers.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun. And then tomorrow, we got a bunch of stuff that we're doing downtown. And then Sunday, we're going to go back home Friday morning, come back down Sunday, because that's when we play over at the Hard Rock stage, the Gilden Broadway stage, I think. So super excited about that. I think that's at 125.
Okay.
And really looking forward to it, because I was here last year, and you know, we watched it all and stuff like that, but now I get to be a part of it, so I'm super excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool.
Good step up. Okay. What's been the biggest wow moment of your career?
You already mentioned it, but probably when I put out Spotlights on You back in April, and it debuted at number one, you know. I put that out and was kept checking my phone, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, where's it at? Finally pops up, boom.
Wow.
It's up there. It was unbelievable, man. I got home, I think it was like midnight, like 12:30, and my dad had went to sleep, and I was like, Dad, look at this. I went down and woke him up.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty crazy to see that.
That's awesome. That was
definitely one of the biggest things that ever happened yet.
Okay. Outside of music, what's something that you are really passionate about?
Man, it's hard. I mean, I like so much stuff. Like, I love sports. I love art in general, like drawing and stuff like that. I've always been a drawer. But, like, I probably have to say sports. I really didn't realize how much I liked it and how much, you know, I enjoyed doing it until I was done with it. Now I've been coming down here, like I said, and now whenever I get to play basketball, stuff like that, it's like, I enjoy it more now, just playing it for fun, rather than I did a couple years ago when I was doing it, you know what I mean? And I love just competition and, like, in the finals, like, which are going on right now. Love watching that. Love watching the NCAA men's basketball tournament, Super Bowl, all those games, like, that, I live for that stuff. It's so cool.
Into hockey at all, or are you?
Yep. Well, now I am because of the Predators.
Yeah,
we've been watching it.
It's been crazy.
Super excited about that. I hope they can pull through, and they actually are playing a game when I play the Hard Rock stage.
Oh.
So that's going to be crazy down on Broadway.
Yeah, you might be able to see the screams from the stage there.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. What's the number one item on your bucket list?
Oof. For the past like 3 years, I've always said I want to go skydiving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the one thing that I feel like as soon as I get up there and like I'm about to jump out, I would like freak out and be like, I don't want to do this anymore. But no, I think I can handle it, and that's like one thing that I really, really want to do because that just seems like a blast.
Yeah,
it's gonna be insane jumping out of a plane. I mean, that's crazy.
Exactly. The right word for it.
Yes.
All right, and lastly, what advice would you give to aspiring artists trying to make it in the music business?
I know a bunch of people from back home and stuff like that that always been talking to me and, like, get discouraged and stuff, and they always, like, are using me. They're like, man, it's happened so quick for you. I'm like, well, it doesn't happen like that for everybody. And I've always said that regardless of if it took me 20 years, you know, 25 years, if I never made it at all, if I would be able to play music and support myself, support my family, I would do it. You know what I mean? You just have to enjoy it. You have to do whatever you can, take whatever gig you can. And like I said, just enjoy it. Meet people, have fun, make your music, and never get discouraged. That's the biggest thing. You just have to keep pushing, you know, because it's different for everybody. But yeah, I mean, that's my biggest thing is that regardless of what happens, you just can never give up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I said, you just got to take every gig, every performance, meet every fan, everybody likes what you're doing, and never take any of it for granted. Because one day, you know, you'll probably get there.
Yeah.
But that's my biggest thing.
All right. Well, appreciate your time.
Hey, thank
and
you.
And we'll see you the best of luck this week and in your future endeavors here, and looking forward to see what the future holds for you.
For sure. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Man.